live. From Lansing, Michigan, it's JJHI Radio. Tonight, your emails and bad ideas. And we take your calls at 210-888-9198. And now, your host, Jeffrey James Head.
Good evening, everyone. From us all. Yes, all of us. Good evening, everyone. It's JJHI Radio, live from Lansing, the birthplace of JJHI Radio, in a basement. Really, it's in Okemos. Back in good old 2014, 2015? All was lost many years ago. But we've since started this program back up as of July. You've supported us. So tonight we'll be reading your emails, taking your calls, discussing awful ideas, and enjoying one another. I hope you had a great Christmas. Mine was full of snow. I hope you have a great New Year's. I hope it doesn't blow. We'll be right back.
This is George Lowe inviting you to become part of the discussion at JJHeadInterests.com. Stay tuned for more informative and disturbing moments right here on JJHI Radio.
Sick of not having the right gift for your special someone?
Oh, yeah.
Come to Tom's.
Tom's has it all. Whether it's box drying goods or her favorite detergent, Tom's won't let you down. And guys, don't forget the sexiest selection of produce in Lansing. This week only, buy two cucumbers and select Dove chocolate items at half off. Getting off of work, you want a party? Bring the team down for $5 dances and shrimp all day at $6.50 a pound. Because at Tom's, everybody scores big.
Hello, friends. Do you like potato chips? Do you like good beef?
Hell yeah!
Well, you won't get that here. What you will get from Frings Chip Beef is the best beef cut off a cow. Not only will you get the best chip beef, you will get the best sauce. Oh boy, does it remind me of my grandma. She made the best sauce. All it was some secret dust and thick water. So when you buy the best canned chip beef, I hope you think of your grandma, because Crane's Chip Beef is thinking about all of you.
DL waifu, cheese and bread. All our waifu are good. Nasala.
The only waifu shop in the northwestern New Mexico Four Corner area.
You want good waifu? We got ya. Wamek? DLM got all you need. Paper, pillow, we can print on the spat.
It's the Boomba Glad waifu, boy. I got the stickiest of the sticker waifu.
Who the waifu? Ah, man, come down.
Boy, 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 boy.
Live from Lansing, it's GGHI Radio. And now, your host, JG Head.
Wonderful. GGHI Radio is back. A few listener emails I'd like to read on air here. Amanda from St. Pete, Florida. JJ, do you know any good places to find a date with Aryan Brotherhood members? If not, what about the Sisterhood? Well, Amanda, around St. Pete, there's a great little Japanese restaurant called Osaka. You go plop down there on the far right end of the bar. Give it about 10 minutes. You'll see all the Aryan Brotherhood you can stand. Jorgen from Chicago, JJ, described your pre-show workout. Well, let me tell you something, Jorgen. Pre-show, full stretch routine, 50 push-ups, 75 sit-ups, 100 chin-ups, and a little bit of spanking it. Got a lot here left on the program for you folks here on JJHI Radio. Be taking your calls here shortly. So sit tight, hang in there, and you know we'll be right back. I'm JJ Head. This is JJHI Radio. Stay tuned.
At the end of your message, press 1.
Hi, Jeff. Yeah, this is Pam from HR. I was just calling because we had a little complaint from one of your employees, maybe you know Tom, that does the cuts for you. Let's just open up a conversation, and you know, the worst that really will come out of this is we may have to do some re-education on your part. So please feel free to give me a call back at any time. Again, this is Pam in HR. Thank you.
Pam, I appreciate the call. I really do. I just got that voicemail. Yeah, we've been struggling, certainly, with Tom's work product over the past few months. And I got to tell you, you know, when we're working in a live situation, there has to be a different kind of attention to detail. And unfortunately, I just don't know that Tom's a fit. So let's go ahead and, just big old whale tail here and have a discussion, maybe with a whiteboard, and kind of draw this one out. That way you all have an understanding about kind of where you're headed next. Pam, I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Hi, Jeff. Yes, we are aware of Tom's performance issues. I'm sorry.
It's JJHI Radio.
Thank you. It's JJ Head. I guess what we're looking for, folks. We're here on JJHI Radio, jjheadinterest.com. You can visit it. You can scroll down and click live, which you probably are. Or you could search on Spotify if you want. We're there. Or just scroll down at the very bottom of the website, jjheadinterest.com, and just click, I want my damn podcast now. It's pretty easy. One of our discussions tonight, I think, will center around a very confounding subject. and that is, who are the trans pioneers really? There's been a lot of talk about this in the past few years. You know, who started it all? The ancient Egyptians, Persians, Mesopotamians, Transformers. I think there's a lot to suggest that could be it. However, leading off tonight, joke of the week, ladies and gentlemen, fellas, what do you do when your dishwasher is broken? Better yet, what do you do if your dishwasher is broke? Answer there. Take her out and give her some money. JGHI Radio's Joke of the Week, brought to you by, in no way, Modelo Beer. Modelo Beer, be especial. We're going to go to the phones, 210-888-9198, the number to call. You're on JJHI Radio. Welcome.
I know you're a fan of snacks, and I just want to know, are you a Pringles or a Fritos fan?
Pringles or Fritos, the question of the night for all callers. Thank you so much for the first call here. Pringles or Fritos, JJ Head responds, Fritos with dip, Pringles solo. Thanks for your call. 210-888-9198, the number to call this evening. Discussing the pioneers of trans. The suggestion that it wasn't necessarily ancient humans, but robots popularized in the 1980s. Transformers. They got tired of being a car, didn't think they were born a car, so they would transform occasionally into large city-crushing robots. One thing I always scratched my head about with Transformers, I could never tell how big the robots actually were. I know how big a car is, but they always seem to be the size of a building after being just the size of a semi-truck. 210-888-9198, the number to call. So what do you do when your dishwasher is broke? Do you take her out? Show her a good time? Take her dancing? Take out a loan? We want to hear from you. 210-888-9198. Looks like we've got another call here on JJHI Radio. Caller, welcome to the program.
Hello, JJ. Have you ever thought about the trans movement and how the Transformers changed from a different state into another state, a physical state, and how now there are people changing from one gender to another gender? And do you think that the Transformers put this into their head?
I think it might.
They were changing.
Yeah,
they were changing from trucks into physical forms.
Well, sure.
And now people are changing from men into whatever that they are. What do you think?
No, I think these are good questions. Thanks for the call. You know, you had a lot of themes of change throughout the 80s. For instance, Transformers changing into, you know, robots from cars, sure. You had the David Bowie song Changes, or Changing. Don't care really which one it is. Bowie's awful. And then much later, you had The Winds of Change by, I believe, the Scorpions. So, yeah, a lot of changing going on in the 80s. Certainly pioneering. I don't think you can give all the credit to ancient cultures. Looks like we've got another caller here on the program. JJGI Radio, welcome.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
I heard your little joke earlier about the dishwasher.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, I didn't like it very much. Okay?
Well, what didn't you like about it?
Well, to start, it sounded a bit misogynistic.
Misogynistic.
And it just so happens that my wife is a woman.
Your wife is a woman. Are you okay? Are you 100% certain of that?
Well, I feel fairly certain after 18 years of marriage.
Well, hey, you know what? That's not too late to ask here, okay? Have you actually ever asked your wife whether she is a woman or not?
Well, no, we've never actually had that conversation. Like I said,
don't you think it's important to have that conversation before you start calling my program up and talking about how you think it's offensive to he, her, it? Yeah. You need to ask the question. It's time for you to take a stand and ask your wife. What's your wife's name?
My beautiful wife's name is Julianne.
It's time for you to look.
We've been married for 18 years. We've had 5 children together. And I feel 99.9% sure that she is indeed a woman. And I don't particularly enjoy having my wife insulted like this on an international radio show.
God, after that tirade,
a piece of my mind.
After that tirade, I forgot your wife's name. What is her name? Julia something?
Julia.
It's time for you to look in Julia's bloodshot eyes and ask her point blank, Julia, are you a woman? Do it now.
Oh, honey, come here a second. I just got to ask you something real fast. Are you a woman? She says no. I got to go.
JJHI Radio. We've got another caller on the line. Caller, you're on JJHI Radio. Welcome.
Well, I'd like to say that this last caller, I think his wife is a transformer. And I'd also like to say that the original name of Transformers were GoBots, which had nothing to do with transsexuals.
Are you sure?
But, when you say GoBots,
gay original robots.
GoBots. No, I didn't say gay. GoBot.
Gay original robots.
But I do think your last caller, his wife is a transsexual.
Okay. And there's nothing wrong with that, especially if she plays with Transformers, right?
No, nothing wrong with it.
Yeah. Are you sure you're not married to a robot yourself, sir?
I have robots. I have wives. I have
waifus. Do you have waifu pillows? Hello?
Hello?
Waifu pillows. Do you have them?
I do.
How many? I put it to you, how many waifu pillows do you own?
Oh, I have no waifu pillows. I just have a lot of Transformers. Or should I say GoBots?
So you have gay orgy robots?
No. GoBots.
GoBots. Fantastic. Thanks for calling on JJHI Radio. We're taking your calls at 210-888-9198 this evening, talking about the origins of the trans phenomenon, whether or not it's really just Transformers. Earlier I mentioned a suggestion if you have a broke dishwasher, what you do, well, you take her out for dinner, sushi probably, at Osaka. And then you give her some more money. How about that? It's a good thing to do. 210-888-9198. I wonder what the Church of Latter-day Saints think about Transformer polygamy. Or polygamy. I mean, it's a galactic phenomenon, right? As many wives and as much seed as you can sow across the galactic and astral plane. Hmm. 210-888-9198. We want to hear from you. So you can call us on the air here. Got about 30 minutes left on the program this evening on JGHI Radio. You have found us. You're listening to us either on Spotify or from the website. Perhaps you're listening live, and for that we thank you. Take another email here from the JJHI Radio inbox. Annie from what's this? Shitchenny, Pennsylvania. Annie. JJ, do you use condoms? Yes, I do, to smuggle dope. JJHI Radio, you're on the air. Welcome to the program.
Am I on the air?
Yes, you're on the air once again.
Well, you know what's bad about space condoms is they don't go good in space. That's the thing. You know, you try not to have babies in space, but there you go. You have babies in space, man.
Yeah.
You know, condoms don't matter, man. You know, you go out there, you go out there, you explore, and then you do it, and then there's babies, man. What are you going to do? Are you going to shoot them out into space when you don't want them? Yeah. That's what you do.
Ghost of Dennis Hopper there on the program. JJHI Radio, 210-888-9198. We're going to take a quick break here on JJHI Radio. We're going to be right back. Keep the calls coming.
You like chicken sandwiches?
Come on.
If we got a bird for you.
We got crispy, grilled, gluten-free, extra gluten, cookie crumble, deep-fried, air-fried, baked, boiled, smoked, air-dried, blow-dried. Come on.
Come on down, you piece of shit. Come on down to the Burger and Chicken Shack at the corner of I-10 and Blaylock.
Hello?
Hey, dude, what kind of phone do you got? You'll never get any chicks with that.
You need Boost Mobile, the fastest 12G network in the universe. That's more G's than an F-18 fighter jet can pull, bro.
What?
Texting decent pics at the speed of sound. Embarrass yourself at the speed of light. Boost Mobile, bro. You'll never reproduce. You'll never reproduce.
You're never gonna reproduce.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people ask me, Tony, what's the biggest party you got? And I say, you can't handle that pie. They says to me, no, really, Tony, what's the biggest pie that you got? And again, it says, you can't handle that pie. You ain't big enough for that pie. It says, no, really, how big is the pie? And I say, all right, 48 inches in diameter. You think you can handle that pie? Sometimes they says, yeah, I can handle that pie. It says, you can't handle that pie.
I won't sell a pie to a guy that can't handle that pie.
You wanna buy the Big Papa, as I call it, you gotta be at least 6'3",
you gotta be
220
built
lean,
like a D1 linebacker,
before I sell you that pie, alright,
guys? Just like a 12-year-old Girl Scout.
That's a liability.
You think you can handle the Big Papa?
Come on down to Tony's Pizza on West 23rd Street, but I'll tell you, I ain't selling you a pie unless your name is Mike Tyson, all right?
It's GGHI Radio. And now your host, Gigi Head.
Thank you, Trevor Tron. Going back to the phones here, 210-888-9198, the number to call. See who's joined us. JGHI Radio, welcome.
Well, hi, JJ. My name is Elder Simeon, as I'm known to my close friends and relatives. I say relatives plural because I happen to live a polygamous lifestyle. It's part of our religion. And I just thought it was interesting to hear the conversation that was happening on your show. If you don't mind, I might discuss some points of our beliefs.
Please.
And, well, I've been collecting multiple robot wives since I was of giving age, about 17. And I've got to say it has many advantages. You might particularly be interested. It sounds as if you're having an issue with your dishwasher. I actually have 17 that can do my dishes right now.
Impressive.
How does that sound to you?
Well, helpful, actually, because the dishes are piling up in this house, and I swear I can't get her back to work. It's really driving me mad.
Well, I mean, I can understand your predicament, but you know.
No, he's got a serious problem. No, when JJ says that he has broke dishwashers, these women they can't afford a pack of cigarettes.
I'm sorry to hear that, but
yeah, it's rough.
Might be excited to hear what I'm proposing, you know, and as we're entering a fourth industrial revolution with artificial intelligence and automation to, you know, paving the way to a new future of manufacturing production, I really do believe that an army of robotic housewives is superior for a multitude of reasons.
Well, sure. I mean, have you seen the Stepford Wives, that movie? God, I mean, if I could have at least 30% of those women as robots, I'd say I'd be living on top of the world.
Well, sure, there's that. I mean, I got to tell you, my house is never dirty. This is always clean. And in my garage, not only do I own vehicles, I have a full-fledged manufacturing line where we can put out the equivalent of a four-door sedan in under 30 minutes.
Is this place in Michigan?
Actually, yeah. We're in the Motor City capital of the world. It just so happens to be, a convenient place to have multiple robot wives.
Well, if they start buying fewer cars and start buying more wives, I think we're all in good shape. The problem is, can they drive? That's a huge, huge concern, I would imagine, for public safety.
Well, it is, and we're very orthodox here in our beliefs, and we don't allow our women to drive or wear dresses above their ankles, dance, that sort of thing.
That's unfortunate. I think you're missing out on something there. I mean, what good are 50? Oh, yeah? What good are 50 wives without go-go boots, push-up bras, and short skirts?
Well, I didn't go that far, JJ. I didn't tell you what goes on inside the house. That's only outside of the house.
I see. No, forgive me. I misunderstood.
Excuse me. Maybe I didn't explain. But when this house is a rockin', don't come a knockin'.
Great slogan. That's yours, isn't it?
I invented that. Yeah.
Fantastic. So, if we're talking about we can have multiple wives, I mean, does the religion help cover those additional costs? I mean, we're talking about a lot of money here. I mean, I think one wife costs at least $50 a week to keep, you know, fed. So, we're talking multiples of 50, correct?
Well, that's true. I mean, there is a maintenance payout that you need to maintain your fleet and a regular lube jobs.
But does the church cover these types of things once you enter into these types of agreements?
Now, we do have a fairly extensive warranty plan.
Sounds attractive.
To mention, we have the option to lease, or buy, or, you know, finance one of your robo wives. We'll try to make it fairly accessible to people of all classes. And, we just believe that everybody should have at least one robo wife, not more.
It's fair. Now, how does one go about acquiring these robo wives? Is this a purchase I make at a big box store or Amazon, or do I just go into the church and get one, or how does it work?
Yeah, come on down to the church. You know, usually on the weekends we're having we might be grilling up some hot dogs, or, you know, just having a good time singing some songs. And we've got a showroom floor that you can, you know, tour and see what particular models that you might want to check out. Come in all shapes and sizes for any of your robo tastes. Maybe you want to bring Torquatron down there for you. I don't know if he uses a single bot or not, but we
definitely interested. Yeah. Hell yeah, that sounds a bit fantastic. Do they have any Margo rubies?
I'm not familiar with the term.
In Japan and India. I've heard the Japanese ones are the better ones, but they're basically robots of basically formed as Margot Robbie, which I think that's a good start from a design standpoint.
Well, yeah, and I mean, we have the option that you can customize your bot if you have a particular taste, the features, dark hair, whatever you want.
It's fantastic. Now, what options are available in terms of configuring jaw width? Are you able to customize the size of the mouth to facilitate less speech?
Well, yeah, that's an option. Less speech is your taste, or, you know, you have other things in mind for the oral region, you can do larger or maybe smaller in your case, just to get a good fit.
Well, good fit is very important, especially when making a purchase like that of a robotic female. So, excellent. So what are some of the other, great opportunities there at your particular sect of the LDS church? Y'all have a Diners Club or a Delta Sky Miles account or something?
We do have a frequent purchasers program. So after your third bot, you enter into a sequential discount plan. So after that, you get 15% off and then telescopes down from there. Where you're, you know, when you get into the 30s or 40 bots, you can get a pretty good deal on a bot.
Interesting. So at this point, you've made your commitment to the bot lifestyle, and ultimately you're going to get a bot price break, right?
Yeah, that's right. Does that sound appealing to you?
I think it's something we could take a look at. Can you send me a brochure of just some standard models to include the Marco Roby?
Bro, sure. You got it.
Thanks.
Fist bump.
There you go. We'll do that then. Go ahead and send that to admin@jjheadenters.com. We'll review it. We'll talk about it. And perhaps we can hear from you again.
Great. Yeah, I'd love to get you down here to the church/showroom floor, and I could put you in touch with one of our financiers if that's the direction you want to go. Love to get you set up with a bot.
Fire up the jacuzzi. I'm going down there.
All right. I'm ready for you, JJ.
It's JJHI Radio. 210-888-9198, the number to call here on the program. We're getting somewhere. We've talked about dishwashers, especially broke ones. We've talked about transformers and ultimately who the real trans pioneers are. I think we've come to a conclusion and consensus there. But now it's time for you to call me at 210-888-9198 and let your voice be heard. Come on, people. I only have 24 minutes left. 210-888-9198. We're going to take a little break here. We'll be right back.
Ah, these beats are disgusting.
Come to the DJ Depot. We've got horns, we've got strobes, we've got everything to make her wet. Come to the DJ Depot now.
Hi, this is Joe from Gerald's Pet Finance. DJ Depot, it's really nice. You don't want to miss out on these prices. You don't want to miss out on these prices. This is Dustin Johnson, a.k.a. DJ. Come on down to DJ's DJ Depot.
Come on down to Baby Huey's DJ Depot. Horns, strobes, bass. Baby Huey's DJ Depot. Let's get it on.
Hello?
Hey, dude, what kind of phone do you got? You'll never get any chicks with that.
You need Boost Mobile, the fastest 12G network in the universe. That's more G's than an F-18 fighter jet can pull, bro.
What?
Texting decent pics at the speed of sound. Embarrass yourself at the speed of light. Boost Mobile, bro. You'll never reproduce. You'll never, never reproduce.
You're never gonna reproduce.
Hi, would you like a pet but just can't afford it? Now there's another option. Call Gerald's Pet Financing. We'll finance anyone. Good credit, no credit, bad credit. We'll finance your pet. Dogs, cats, birds, snakes, rodents, hamsters, fish. You name it, we'll finance it. Call today. 210-888-9198. That's 210-888-9198. Tell them Gerald sent you.
Say, can you see?
Attention baseball fans, come cheer on your SLCC Jetpacks as they take on the CSN Cabinets Friday and Saturday afternoon, August 12th and 13th at the corner of 90th South and Banger Highway. Tickets available at the gate. Gate time is 1 p.m. Friday, August 12th and 12 p.m. Saturday, August 13th.
And the home of the
SJJ Chime Radio.
Back on the program here, it's JJGI Radio. Well, we appreciated all the calls we had. Certainly weighed in this evening. Pretty rapid fire session for the most part. We will remind you, this program was born in Lansing, Michigan, by a lonely Texan such as myself. And now it's back. And here for you, JJHeadInterest.com. JJHeadInterest.com. You can scroll down and then click on I Want My Damn Podcast and listen. Search for us on Spotify. Last call of the night, 210-888-9198. Welcome to the program, caller.
Hey. This is Jim, and I am calling from all the way from Canada. How do you like that?
I like it a lot. Canada's a great place. Where in Canada?
It's Ottawa.
Ottawa? Okay, very good.
And I've listened to all of your stuff, and just curious, how do you like anime?
Animals? I think animals are delicious. Why?
No. Anime, the cartoons.
Pluralized animal cartoons.
The Japanese cartoons.
Japanese plural animal cartoons.
Animal cartoon.
No, what do I think of them, or?
Yeah, what do you think of them?
I think some of them are somewhat exceptionally drawn. I think many of them are poorly subtitled and dubbed over. And I think many of them are largely inappropriate for children.
So you would never show them to your children?
Not at the current age. I think, once they turn, 18 or 25 or 60, yeah, it's a good time if they can stomach it, you know.
You would never show them Doraemon?
Sorry?
Doraemon?
Doralarms? No, they've seen Doralarms. Yes, I have them in my house.
Oh, good. It's a good starting point.
Doralarms.
Doraemon.
How many door alarms do you think one child can manage watching for 24 hours a day? Doesn't sound very entertaining. Well, you know?
Well, if you should...
Door alarms. What brand of door alarm do you like? Are you more a Honeywell guy? Like Bosch?
Yeah, like Umbashi, like the sweet plum fruit.
Yeah, you can put sweet plums into your door alarm and jam it in your mouth hole.
Exactly, and that's the type of cartoons that that your children watch. Umbashi.
No, they're bored by those things. They'd rather watch old gangster movies.
Oh, they really like what? Scarface?
Oh, no. More like Japanese gangster movies.
Oh, Japanese gangster
movies. Yeah. With the Yakuza. There's this great one called Alarmaru, which Yakuza go around installing door alarms in various nightclubs. It's a great film.
And what was that name again?
Alarmaru.
Amabaru.
Alarmaru.
Alabaru.
Dororimaru.
Dabalabaru.
That's right. Great program.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I've seen that. Alabdaburu.
Dororimaru. Muska.
Yeah.
Domo.
I think I've seen. There's a sequel, Double Dabrabaru.
Domarabaru 2. The Domarabaring.
I'm not good at Japanese, so I think it's the Dabrabaru.
Hi. JJHI Radio. It's almost time, folks. 210-888-9198 is the number to call. We can get one more in, I think. One more? What do you think, Torquetron?
Yeah, one more, for sure. 210-888-9198, assholes. Call now.
Thank you. Spirited as always. If you've got an email you'd like to send to us to read on air for next week, admin@jjheadinterest.com. It's there for you. Or you can call at 210-888-9198 and leave a message, maybe. Might be the courteous thing to do. Dororimaru. Great Japanese gangster movie. It really is fascinating how they install those door alarms. It's fascinating. Did I say that already? It is. Their little hands go up there and they wire up all the little sensors and terminate them to a panel and all good. Twerkatron, please. 210-888-9198. The last caller of the evening. Welcome to the program.
Hi, JJ. It's Pam from HR. Again.
Pam, welcome to the program. So happy you called at 1048 on the East Coast.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just here listening to the program. Well, first, how was your holiday?
Great. Still on it. Thanks.
Great. Which holiday do you celebrate in your household?
I celebrate the correct holiday, Christmas, and New Year's as well.
Okay, great.
What's the purpose of your call, Pam? We're running short on time here.
Well, yes. Wanted to call because I don't know if you know this, but one of our employees may find your show tonight to be a little bit offensive. I don't know if you know this, but Jerry in the mailroom is actually a robot. Yeah, he's actually a robot. Do you know if you knew that?
Okay, so what's the problem?
Some of our robotic staff might interpret your angle of the show to be antibiotic a little bit.
It's not an antibiotic program, Pam. That's not what it is. That's not what we rehearse. It's not what we work up prior. That's just not right. And look, if Jerry wants to get out there with his massive robot hose and scare the ladies every once in a while, that's what's going to happen. Okay? I don't have control over that. What I need is talent on this program. And Jerry's one of the only robots I could get my hands on lawfully.
Yeah, we're going to have to talk about that, too. He actually filed a bit of a complaint that you'd been a bit too touchy with his circuits.
What else am I supposed to do,
Pam?
The
party. Maybe you had a few too many Modellos. I'm not sure.
Well, he's just trying to be a special, okay? Look, I'm going to have to fool some circuits every once in a while, right? I have to tweak and configure and change this individual to collect the mail, bring it over, give the ladies a smile and a wink, and then go and plug itself in. However possible and however he sees fit. That's not outside of what the handbook says I can do. This is a maintenance activity. I can't believe we're spending the last part of my show talking to you about HR. Good heavens. Is this entertainment for you, Pam?
Well, no, it's not entertainment. It's my job.
To call me up during my program.
Well,
this does not sell advertising, Pam. Modelo is not going to make me more especial because you have to call in and talk about how I'm in violation of whatever subset section of the, you know, the gospel of Luke.
Yeah. It's not that. It's just that there's a public relations issue here as well.
It's called visibility, is what that is.
Yeah.
Well, Pam, we appreciate your call this evening. So, yeah, I'm going to get you to go ahead and schedule a meeting sometime and, you know, get an invite. Just get that out and we'll forward that around. And
training slide deck into your portal. Just check it in the HR portal.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and do that on Workday. Yeah. Going to go ahead and jump on Workday there and we'll just schedule a real phone call. Appreciate that. Pam on JJHI Radio, folks. We appreciate you all participating this evening. Next week, we'll be back in Houston, Texas, broadcasting from the Southern Command. If you're from Lansing and you're listening, God bless you. If you're not, I'm sorry. We will be back. Joining us again, I think next week we'll have Nico Sanchez talking about a couple different interesting new services he'll be providing next week. And hopefully Dick Stiffens will be joining us for the second half of the program to discuss the new 2023 Tent Fart Revival. Very excited about all of it. In the meantime, folks, if you're traveling, be safe. If you're not, you should travel. Put down the crack pipe. Get your head out of the dumpster. It's JJHI Radio. We'll see you next time.
JJHI Radio is in no way brought to you by Workday. Fuck it. Quit. And Modelo. Be a special. Don't be a jackass. JJHI Radio, for your mind.